It's 7 a.m. here on WNFO in Medford, the Sons of Praise Ministry, and we are bringing you our annual Memorial Day program, Remembering the Greats of Gospel Music. This is the late Reverend Timothy Wright and the New York Fellowship Mass Choir, and Enter His Gates. 6 minutes past the hour, 7 a.m. here on Sounds of Praise. The late Reverend Timothy Wright, New York Fellowship Mass Choir, and Enter His Gates. And this is the late Whitney Houston here on Sounds of Praise, along with the Georgia Mass Choir, and I Love the Lord. This is a perfect time for you to come to the throne of God in His salvation. If you've never received Him as your personal Savior, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton inviting you to come right now as you are.
Come as you are, and bring every burden.
There's really no reason why you should any longer be outside of the saving grace and keeping power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He invites you to come just as you are. Don't attempt to get yourself together and make yourself right and pleasing in His sight, because you can't do it. No one can. Salvation is God's gift. You just have to receive Him and receive all that He's done by His perfect life, His sacrificial death, His resurrection, the sending of the Holy Spirit into the world, so that you might have this opportunity this day to receive Him as your personal Lord and Savior. And I'd like to lead you in prayer right now. If you've never done that, or if you strayed from where you should be with God, He invites you to come back. Come just as you are. And He'll receive you, make you His child, and provide all that you need so you can move from this life into the life that is to come. We're honoring today individuals who are great ministers of the gospel through music. And they had to come the same way that you are invited to come today, acknowledging their sin and depending upon the saving grace and the keeping power of Jesus Christ the Lord. And they left us this great legacy, and I invite you to partake of it as well. And if you pray these words to God as a prayer of faith, and you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about His transforming power in your life this very day. Won't you pray? Dear Father, I thank You for sending Jesus into the world. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank You for paying the penalty for all of my sin. And because You are the sinless Christ, the Father was able to raise You from death so that I might not only have forgiveness, but I might have access to Your eternal life that begins right now as I yield myself to You and receive the cleansing power that You alone can provide. And I thank You for all You're going to accomplish now and in the days ahead through my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, or say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I want to know about it. Why? Because I have some material I want to send to you. Free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while on the air. I'll be here at 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, but you ought to allow the Spirit of God to lead you into what church He would have you to be in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while we're on the air, and I stress you need to call while I'm on the air. You call after I'm off the air, then there's no guarantee you'll get that message. So you need to call me while I'm on the air. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And like I said, we sent material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. But please don't put off for another day what you need to do right now. Spirit is working in your life. You need to yield yourself to the Spirit of the living God and receive His salvation. And that's the message of salvation. You just need to come to Jesus Christ just as you are. He'll receive you like He's done for so many others. 7:17 is the Sounds of Praise time. If you're just tuning in, I am apologizing again for not being on the air the past two Sundays because of problems with our transmitter here at the station, but our operations department has got that problem resolved, and we're on today, and so therefore we're bringing you what would have been our Memorial Day Sunday program 2 weeks ago, Remembering the Grace of Gospel Music. And on this last set, we heard Bishop Andre Crouch and the Disciples with My Tribute, the late Reverend Timothy Wright and the New York Fellowship Mass Choir with Enter His Gates, the late Whitney Houston with I Love the Lord, along with the Georgia Mass Choir. And we just heard Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray that you have come, and if so, please give us a call so we can send you that material to let you know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. And if you have a praise report, same number to call, 1-855, or a prayer request, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. But before we go into prayer, we have the late Slim and the Supreme Angels, and this is Rise Again. And if you've given your life to Christ, you can be assured that death has no victory over you. You will not only be in his presence, but he'll cause you, enable you to rise before him.
I'm gonna keep on holding on and trusting in Jesus' name. one more time. Let me say it one more time. Cause ain't no power on earth can tie me down.
Remembering the grace of gospel music, that was Slim and the Supreme Angels with Rise Again. 7:24 at the Sounds of Praise time. We're a little bit late, but we're going right now into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests. Give us a call or your praise report, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we have before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister. And come on, let's pray.
I'm praying. day and night never ceasing, but with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong, you say.
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the king,
say it, say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
Hey, let go!
It's 7:36 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray segment of the ministry. And yes, we are going to call on the name of the Lord. He has been so good. And these are our prayer requests and praise reports for today's program. We're praising God for the fact that WMFO is back on the air. And we're looking forward to a summer where we can continue to play great gospel music and promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're praying for Dee. Dee's asking for God's healing touch on his body. Dee asking for God's healing touch on his body. Then we're praying for E. E is recovering from vertigo, and we're praying that God's going to continue to minister in her life. E, who's recovering from vertigo. We're praying for A. A is in the hospital. He's been suffering with some breathing problems. We're praying that God's going to minister powerfully in his life as well. A, in the hospital with breathing problems. We're praying for J. J is undergoing dialysis treatment. We're praying that God's going to touch her body and give her a complete deliverance. J, undergoing dialysis treatment. And we're praying for Michelle of Medford. She has a desire to learn more of the Bible. And she's going to church today, praising God that funds are available for allowing her to go back to church today, beginning today. Let's look to the Lord in prayer and in praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning, thanking and praising you to be back on the air. WMFO has gone through transmitter problems, but we thank you because they have been resolved. And we pray, O Lord, you continue to minister powerfully in the life of the individuals here on Sounds of Praise so that we might utilize this time and this opportunity to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ into those who you would draw to hear what is being said, what's going to be played on each of the following programs this summer. And we're looking for you to accomplish great and mighty things. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And for D, looking for God's healing touch on his body, pray you would touch your servant, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let your healing virtue flow out through the stripes that you suffered in your own body even before you went to the cross. And we're claiming that by your stripes, as it was predicted through the prophet Isaiah and followed up by the apostle Peter, that by your stripes we were healed. And we thank you for healing virtue right now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The same thing for E, who's recovering from vertigo. Pray you continue to touch her body, Lord. Give her complete deliverance. Strengthen her to go ever onward and forward in you. Her life might continue to be a blessing in your sight. And we thank you for your victory in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're praying for A, who's in the hospital with breathing problems. Pray you would touch your servant, Lord. Strengthen him and encourage him and his family members as well. And may there be a great testimony of all you accomplish in and through the life of your servant. Because all you can do in his life, Lord, is going to be able to bring glory, honor, and praise to your name. And we thank you for all of it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Jay, who's undergoing dialysis treatments, Lord, Father, we pray you would touch your servant, Lord, and minister powerfully in her life. May she recognize, O Lord, that healing comes from you. And no matter how strenuous and taxing these situations might be, that you're able to give her your complete deliverance, your healing, and your strength, and allow her to go powerfully through the situation so you might minister in her name, in your name and in her life in a tremendous way. Is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, who has a desire to learn more of the Bible, Lord, pray that you open her understanding. You're the God of wisdom. You're the God of knowledge. You're the God of understanding. And nothing is too hard for you. And we pray you would minister powerfully in her behalf. May she realize that all that she needs comes from your hand. And may her life be a tremendous testimony in the days which are ahead. And as she's going back to church today, we pray, O Lord, you would minister powerfully here that she might receive that which she needs and strengthen and encourage her to go ever onward and forward in you is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And if you aren't aware, we want to inform you that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158, or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you as soon as we receive your information. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. That's what He wants us to do. Call on Him.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, my enemy, oh yeah, my enemy would take me down when I call on the name.
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Minister Michael Dotton is offering a mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. He has over 35 years of experience serving as a worship pastor, worship leader, and keyboardist. The mentoring program will include one-on-one teaching and training that's focused on the biblical concepts of the ministry of worship and music. And for more information, you can go to www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. That's www.michaeldotton.com, or you can call 617-876-9703.
Oh, my son.
Yes, we can call on the Lord because he will be your everything. The late Reverend Timothy Wright, along with Myrna Summers here on Sounds of Praise.
Out there. Come on.
Everything. Lord, everything.
It's 7:53 here on Sounds of Praise, and we're getting close to the end of our program for today. But let me give you our upcoming schedule as far as we know. Next Sunday is Father's Day. So we're going to be celebrating Father's Day with great men of gospel music. That's June the 17th. On June 24th, we're going to have gospel with Afro, Caribbean, and Hispanic flavor. And I can hear the cheering out there already. One of our more favorite programs when we put it together. July the 1st, True Independence, as we celebrate Independence Day. July the 8th, new music and top hits of the year 2018. July the 15th, Great Women of Gospel Music Part 2. We had so much music that we pulled out when we did a Mother's Day program. We had enough for a second program. So that's coming your way, Lord willing, on July the 15th. On July the 22nd, more new music and top hits of the year 2018. And I'm not really sure what we're doing on the 29th. We had something planned, but I think we're going to change that. And as soon as I know what it is, I will let you know. Okay, that's our upcoming program for the rest of the month of June and all the way down to July the 22nd. Bishop Walter Hawkins, I think, was up next, but we're going to change that. We're going to bring you the late Albertina Walker from the National Baptist Convention Mass Choir concert. This is Hallelujah here on Sounds of Praise. Okay, that's not it. Let me find out where it is. What? That looked like it should be it, but it's not. Okay, so we'll stop that. Yeah, we'll see if we can find it. Bear with us, folks. Here we go. We'll just cue that up, and we'll be ready to go. 7:55 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. Here's Albertina, late Albertina Walker, and the National Baptist Convention Mass Choir, and Hallelujah here on Sounds of Praise.
This is Albertina Walker. Come on!